and welcome to Health Runnings, a program of the Ministry of Health. Recently, the Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Christopher Tufton, gave an update on the Zika virus in Jamaica. This week, we look at some highlights from that recent briefing. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith. As of March 19, 2016, there were 5 confirmed positive cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. At least 3 of the results came from the University of the West Indies Virology Lab, which underwent a $10 million upgrade through funding from the Chase Fund. Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Christopher Tufton, said the other cases were from the samples which were sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA. The cases were detected in Port Moresby, St. Catherine, and licensed in St. Thomas.
We have been ramping up our vector control activities, especially in communities with high levels of mosquito breeding, and will continue to do so. Our teams will continue the work in the field around communities to guide householders in terms of identifying and destroying mosquito breeding sites and keeping, of course, the surroundings clean. You may have recalled also that we launched officially in 2 parishes, St. Catherine and St. Anne, the Mosquito Search and Destroy Initiative. This is to complement the continuous work that we're doing. And the focus on that will continue. We'll be rolling that out in all the other parishes.
Minister Tufton also indicated that public education is one of the areas of increased focus to get the population involved in the drive to reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads Zika, chikungunya and dengue, and therefore the spread of these diseases.
We have revamped our public education and our partnering with the media to spread our message. We have several messages currently running in the print and electronic media as part of our media campaign. We also have messages on the JUTC buses and their internal panels, billboards, electronic boards in over 20 locations, and as well as our social media remain very active, and we have included all our material on our website. One print media, the Gleaner, has been partnering with us to provide weekly information on Zika, and the Sunday Observer similarly, to allow space for a weekly article as part of the overall public sensitization program.
That was Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Christopher Tufton. The ministry has also distributed thousands of education material to all schools, workplaces and other entities and individuals across the island, and will continue to provide weekly updates to the public. And that's the end of this week's program. Join us again next week. Send your questions or feedback to mohprja@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's your health. You are in charge. Get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith.